All right. Well, James Winks, it's great to have James Winks back in town. He's had a recent successful stint in Mauritius. He's back riding today at Geelong, and he's got a good ride tomorrow at Moonee Valley. However, I see you've tipped Longeron on top, so I'm not sure if James is happy about that. Good morning, James. How are you, mate?
Yeah, good, mate. Yourself?
Welcome back to Melbourne. Now, you picked a great time to come back, about 4 degrees, middle of winter.
Yeah, well, look, unfortunately, it's out of my hands. Obviously, my wife's expecting our third child, so... That's why we're back, mate.
When is she actually due?
Today's the due date, but wow. I just spoke to her, no niggles, so we'll see what happens.
Well, that's good, because you got a nice first starter today in Geelong, so you want to go there and partner that. Just quickly before I go to ask you about your runners, what was life like in Mauritius? Did you enjoy your stint over there?
Yeah, I loved it. Obviously, I was a retainee jockey to Patrick Mervyn stable, so I got that feel of, you know, working as a team. Got to work, do a lot more vet work. The vet was good enough to let me sort of follow him around, and I've got a greater understanding how much work has to go into sort of just getting a horse to the races, let alone being able to win. So never stopped learning.
Great to have you back, James. I loved working with you on Cox Plate Day, of course, for racing.com. We both put up with Shane Dye exceptionally well, I thought. Race one at Geelong today. You got Take 'Em Home Mister for the Hawks team. What can you tell us about it?
Yeah, look, mate, I only landed last Wednesday, so an unknown. I've watched his trials. Obviously, one of the team Hawks, he seems to do everything right. I suppose the unknown is whether or not, when he's let off the bridle, if he finds. If he does, he'll be highly competitive, like always.
With Longeron, I guess, more exposed. Well and truly, he's probably more at the back end of his career than the start of it. But his last couple have been good. I think there have been real positive signs from him, you know, on speed in sort of run-on races. How do you see it playing out tomorrow?
Yeah, look, he's obviously an on-pace horse, as you stated. He's probably just starting to hit his straps this time in. His last couple of runs have been really solid. There's not much brilliance about him in terms of turn of foot, but he holds a really good, strong gallop. He can probably give a kickoff hit and find a length, so we can get it right. Like I said, he'll be highly competitive as well.
Have you had a look at a bit of a speed map there? Or have you got a little plan up your sleeve?
Oh, look, you know, I open mine a little bit, but then obviously you have some kind of plan. But I think the Hayes horse will roll forward from one way, and if I'm outside him, I'm outside him. But look, they're looking at each other. He's very versatile. He can take it up and, like I said, run along with good sectionals, and he'll be hard to catch either way.
Well, James, mate, good luck today. Matty Welsh, who does a trial file segment on a Thursday, made it one of his best of the week. He thinks it'll perform extremely well on its jump outs. And more importantly, good luck with the impending birth of baby number 3. Do you know if it's a boy or a girl?
Yeah, a little girl. So 2 boys and a girl. So that's it. Pull up stumps, boys.
Yep. Off to Dr. Snip.
Yeah.
Good on you, James. Good luck.
Thank you.